Good morning. Maybe I'll say a few words. And that is, what would it be like to take a moment to reflect on some of the benefits, some of the boons of practicing this weekend? It might be there's a little more mindfulness, which gives us the sensitivity, the clarity, the wherewithal to differentiate between what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, what is helpful and what is not so helpful. What is on the path to greater freedom and greater ease, and what is not on the path? And what is onward leading versus what is a direction in which we get stuck? In this way, mindfulness, the way that is a tremendous support for this human wish for greater freedom, greater ease, greater well-being. You might just feel into, without making a project out of it, but feel into, is there a little bit more mindfulness than there was Friday morning, a few days ago? And can you appreciate if there is more mindfulness, which I suspect there is? Can you appreciate that? And how it might support you, both in your Buddhist practice, your spiritual practice, as well as just in your life, in so much as we make a distinction between these two, our lives and our practice. Perhaps there's a little bit more settledness, a little bit more ease, some calm, sense of well-being, collectedness, peacefulness. If so, can you allow these to support you, nourish you? Maybe drink them up in some kind of way that we can use them as a support for difficulties, large and small, that will arise. Our lives are filled with a certain degree of things that aren't going exactly the way we wanted, or planned, or hoped, or imagined, or expected. So take a moment just to feel into the experience of having a little bit more collectedness, a little bit more calmness, a little bit more peace, a little bit more ease. Maybe it's not the exact degree you were expecting, hoping. Maybe it is. Maybe it's even more calm than you were expecting. Whatever it is, can you feel into it? Allow the body and mind to really experience it so that it might be available later, so that it's a little bit easier to call to mind later. So this personal well-being that we might experience from our meditation practice is the wellspring for caring for others, as well as caring for ourselves. It's from this sense of collectedness or settledness, to whatever degree it's there. So we're often where we can find the greatest wisdom about how to support others, how to support ourselves, where we can find maybe some creativity and some new ideas about how to support ourselves, how to support others. This sense of well-being can increase our capacity to be with difficulties, as well as increase our motivation to care for ourselves, to continue to care for ourselves, and to continue to care for others. This motivation is born out of a recognition of this is what it's like to have a human experience. This is what it's like to have a human life. Something we share with all other humans. This play of ease and difficulties and well-being and not so well-being. And maybe with this retreat, there's been a greater sensitivity, a greater awareness about how the way that we, the perceptions, the perspectives we have influence our experience. And a recognition that this, that perspectives influence our experience points to something that we all know that causes and conditions relate to our experience, influence our experience. So just take a moment to reflect on some of the effects of these days of practicing together. Some people might feel that any emphasis on benefiting ourselves is selfish. But as the heart and the mind start to settle, we see that selfishness, this concern only for oneself without no concern for others, is actually a source of suffering. It's uncomfortable. So allow yourself to appreciate, allow yourself to drink up, to be supported by, to be nurtured by some of the fruits of your practice these days. Might be increased mindfulness, increased settledness, maybe some greater awareness of how you move through your life in your house with your people you share your household with. Whatever it might be. And then I'll end just with an encouragement to continue practicing. We have just a few more sets this morning. What would it be like to dedicate yourself just for a number of hours to continue practicing, exploring, experiencing this retreat at home? So with that, I'll end. And wish you all a wonderful breakfast. If you're here in California, if you're in the East Coast, maybe you've already had your breakfast. And to see you back here at 8 o'clock. Thank you.